everybody. I'm Ann Legg, Director of Client Strategy for Advantage Analytics, and I get a wonderful opportunity of speaking here with Kim Spottom, who's CEO of Summit Credit Union. Kim, tell me a little bit about yourself.
So I'm the President and CEO of Summit Credit Union in Madison, Wisconsin. We're about $3 billion in assets, and we have 165,000 members, 33 locations across South Central Wisconsin.
So you're pretty small is what you're telling me. So Kim, the reason we're chatting is to talk obviously about data analytics. So one thing I'm curious about is I know in, the last year or so, you've embarked in what we're kind of calling the data journey, and most importantly, the data transformation journey. And let me kind of back up on that. When we're talking about data, we're really talking about when you can put your data together, you'll get insights and you'll be able to get to see things. So that is a journey. So if you could tell me a little bit about how you started that and just, I guess, overall about the journey itself.
So years ago, back in the early 90s when I was in marketing, the best that we could do from that perspective was an MCIF system. You know, so we had deployed an MCIF system, we tried to input different data, but it was really just your core information and that grew over time. And you know, you can add things like the cycle data and things like that. Well, today, what we're able to do is house all of our data, including our transaction and payment information, into one central location. And so that's really what is exciting for us. But it doesn't really end there, because you can have it there, but you have to be able to extract it in ways that make sense. So taking data to information to actionable items. And that's where we are today. So we're working on that piece of it.
Okay, so it's really now at the point you've harnessed it. You've got it into kind of, like you said, one area. Now it's like, how do I pull out the cool stuff? And I kind of feel like that's a little shiny. I mean, everything's cool stuff. As you were mentioning, transactions and payments. I mean, in my world, I think, oh my gosh, where do I start? So how does one focus on one area? Or what is kind of that approach when you say, where do I start?
Yeah, so we're starting in a couple different spots. One, we contracted with Advantage.
Yay.
Because what we've found after doing some piloting programs is that we really need to understand to a much better degree what our data means. So we have it coming into our database, this big holding pattern, all from all different systems, and that information is, that data is not necessarily clearly defined, and it's not consistent. So we might say, well, we want to look at this, but somebody might be interpreting this three different ways. So that's what Advantage Analytics is going to help us with this year. Last year, we embarked on a program to say, okay, with Advantage Analytics as a pilot, to say, how can we look at our members in terms of retention? So are there early triggers? Can we identify members who are just starting to think about leaving our credit union? So the process was to start by saying, is this a big enough problem? And we found through that analysis, yeah, it was a big problem, because if you took how many members were at risk, it was millions of dollars in revenue each year. So the problem was big enough, and then we needed to figure out how we were going to save those members, or at least a portion of them. So identifying the early indicators of what might cue us into them leaving, things like declining balances or stopping direct deposit or things like that. So once we did that, then you have to take that information and figure out how you extract that for which data groups and put strategies around them.
Right.
So what product or service, what communication channel, what communication message is going to resonate with different groups of members who are thinking about potentially deflecting.
That's huge. I mean, I'm kind of following you along, and I'm thinking, okay, I put the data together, and now I'm going to solve for the problem of member churn. You know, my members are leaving, and who and what kind of members? Okay, that's one and two. But number three is, how do I identify those that, you know, are the ones that we really want to make sure we engage? And then kind of number four is, okay, so we've determined the segment of who we want to engage. Now we've got to think about the sub-segments of our execution on that. Who, when, why, what channel, what offer. I mean, this, as I think about it, this is a very complex overall experience. That's crazy. So that being said, there's a lot of different capabilities that your team, from the strategy point down all the way through the execution point. Can you talk a little bit about the capabilities, you know, that your team has and the areas you're looking to fill in?
So you have to have a team, obviously, that understands your systems, what the data looks like, what it means, how it's put together. You have to have curiosity. So that was our curiosity, was member retention, who's potentially leaving our credit union, what does that mean in terms of dollars? But that's really key for the next project too. So what are we curious about? Is it a big enough problem? So you have to be able to analyze that. You have to pull that, those types of numbers together and look at that. So business acumen, is it a big enough problem to solve for? Because, you know, there's lots and lots of data overload, and you can get so wrapped up in that, and you can go 100 different directions, but, you know, what is going to be your biggest impact? And you know, because there's so much opportunity cost within your credit union, we have to be able to figure out which ones are the big wins if we can execute successfully on those.
That's fantastic. And I like the fact too how you put in all the different pieces. Like, at the end of the day, we're thinking about the member, and we know when we can identify how we can make the member's life better, let's nail that. And then kind of moving forward too, because that trickles through, as you said, all the different aspects. What is it? How are we going to do that? What's going to be the conversation we're going to have? How do we know we're going to align to the best ROI? I mean, those are really starting from that kind of endpoint. I like it a lot.
I'd love to give you another example.
Please.
Of that. So we had, in our marketplace, we had a bank buying another bank.
Oh my gosh, I was familiar with this.
Okay, and we know how conversions can go, and this particular conversion did not go well for the bank. So how can we make the most of that? So using our database that has payment information within it, so ACH, debit, credit card information, all of those types of things, we could figure out what potential products and services they have with us and they have with that bank. And so rather than going so across a broad spectrum of marketing, we're able to really target offers to different subsets of members. It was enormously successful, and it paved the way for our staff to really recognize and realize what you can use data for once you have it in a one place, and now when we get it really defined, and how you can improve people's lives, because we know that they can save more money with us. We know that they can. So,
well, and what I like about that too is, it's in that case, I mean, you said it earlier, it's save the member. And you know, as we're looking out, and gosh, we talked about this in the earlier session, you know, we're talking about how do we make members' life better. We know that, you know, credit unions offer the best solution. So how do we make sure, A, they're aware of it, and it's relevant? I mean, money is a relevant conversation. You can tell me that, gosh, I can save X amount of my money, but if it doesn't mean anything, what's the point? And I love how you said, let's look and see how, from this opportunity, which is a beautiful opportunity, and to your point, you obviously nailed it, because it was, you got the nice response, and now you've saved. I mean, in a way, it'd be cool to say, how much money have you saved these members? Like, that would be an interesting stat, just to be nerderific about it.
Actually, we can do that.
Okay.
Yeah, we can.
All right, you've got to share that later. We definitely need to get that. That is awesome. I mean, that goes back to why credit unions are so powerful. Speaking of which, so with the success and with this, and I like the fact that you've kind of dabbled into this space. You know, you said, we're going to start with this point, we're going to move forward, and each one of these are going to be this great learning opportunity. It's a lot. So what would you recommend to those credit unions who are saying, I'd love to be part of this right now, but gosh, that seems overwhelming. Where do I possibly start? What's your advice to the...
So right now we're very project-based, and you know, so project by project, identifying the different trigger points that we can cue into, and what we can identify in terms of the pain points. So what I would say is, pick something that is fairly narrow in scope, but has at least enough, at least will help a pain point to enough to make it worth the effort. And so, you know, so that your team gets really acclimated with that kind of process and with the idea of using data to solve problems. And where we're going now for us is, we are, like I said, we are very project-based in this. So our next kind of journey, once we get our data really well-defined and we get that part with the help of Advantage Analytics, we are going to try to make it so that we can get those triggers, what triggers what behavior within consumers, and make that more of a systematic type of program versus project, where we can, you know, use data throughout our entire year, kind of just systematically.
So what I'm hearing is, number one, think about what that problem is. I mean, we all have, I mean, if you simply look at it this way, sometimes members, sometimes, not always, but members have friction doing business with us. Yep. If we can start there and we keep it tight-niched, what do we want to get? What's our approach? What's the return? That is a wonderful start. Start with the member friction. To your point, though, I like the way you're moving the data into what I like to call the data centricity. Now, what I think credit unions have done exceptionally well and will always do is lead with their heart. They say, I know how to make this great decision for the member. Let's complement that with the head and add that data analytic piece to it. And let's, as we do the heart and we lead with that, let's lead with the head and let's have both the head and the heart then leading, like you said, be that under, you know, kind of that low current of everything we do.
Yeah.
That's
Yeah, we want to help members at the point in time that they want it, right, need it right then and there. So it might be a trigger that says, you know what, our financial education program might be a really great thing for to engage that member in right at this moment. Or, you know, they're experiencing a lot of car repairs. And they're going to need a car loan. We need to get out in front of them, make that as simple as we possibly can, and create an experience that is just kind of seamless, where they don't have to stop and think, oh my gosh, all right, no, I need a car loan, this is going to be a challenge, blah, blah. You know, we can just go right to them, say, at the point in time that they're starting to think about that, and really engaging members on more of that just-in-time moments.
Well, it's that proactive time. It's give, you know what I need, so just give it to me when I need it. And I think that's where the fintech space has been entering, and we're sort of thinking, goodness, we can do that too. And as I said, we've been doing it for a really long time. This is fantastic.
For example, the idea of, okay, a member is experiencing a lot of car repairs, and geez, they might need a new car. Well, we've partnered with Springboard Auto through CUNA Mutual Group, and we've been piloting that program. It's now launched, and that's a way to insert ourselves at that exact moment that members are thinking that they need a car. And that's a fintech, you know, end-to-end auto lending program.
So it sounds to me like partners are very big. Your partnership in this journey is also important. Tell me a little bit about kind of the partners. You just named off obviously a few, but as you were looking forward, you were looking for specific areas to kind of backfill, or as you were looking for your partner relationship, tell me more a little bit about that.
Well, when we're looking for a partner, we base that on trust, and we base that on effectiveness. Do they have a reputation for winning? But we also look for innovation. You know, are they trying something new and different? Are they keeping up? So those are all things that are really important to us. And with Advantage Analytics, for example, what a great way for CUNA Mutual Group to help credit unions go on this journey together and be able to compile our resources in a really effective way for credit unions. So excited about that, excited about fintechs. The previous speaker was talking about partnering with fintechs. I think that is the wave of the future. I think for at least the next 4 or 5 years, I think that's what we need to be doing. Some are gonna really work out, some aren't. They are a lot of work. But it's important that we at least try to solve those member problems within that. And the friction.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Friction.
Exactly. And I think that's the hard part. So I guess as you're looking through this, there's obviously been some great nuggets. You've been able to see some insights. As you think about the power of data, and as you just shared all these wonderful examples, kind of what is, you know, when you think about what it can do for the credit unions itself, kind of what are your overall thoughts on that?
That data can do for us overall? Well, it will absolutely help us grow. And as we grow, then we're able to do more and more for our members and invest more and more into products and services. So it is part of our growth strategy.
Fantastic. Well, Kim, this has been great. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Anne.
Bye. Take care, everybody.